Okay, good morning, everybody. My name is Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. Welcome, everyone, to the cross-community working group on internet governance face-to-face session. Today is Wednesday, the 26th of March, and it's just about 10:06 Singapore time. Welcome to participants around the world who might be following us remotely. Urges, I don't know, are we going to have the Adobe screen on the...
If we have,
I think we might have remote participants, so if they wish to speak or and so on, then they would have
they're to...
They're on the phone. Ah, okay, great. So, yeah, but if they wish to speak, they can put their hand up, though. Otherwise, you'll have, for the time being, remote participants would have to just shout out their name, please. Let's do a quick round-the-table introduction, because I think most of us have been on several calls but not actually met each other, so we don't know who is who. So we can all introduce ourselves, starting with perhaps with Patrick.
Patrick Feldstrom, Chair of ESSEC.
Matt Ascioni, ICANN staff.
David Ferris with 21st Century Fox from the BC.
Leon Sanchez, member of the ALEC.
Aparna Sridhar, Google.
Keith Davidson, Internet NZ.
John Berard, we're from the business constituency.
Marile Maciel from the Center of Technology and Society of FGV in Brazil and NCUC member.
Joana Varão, also from the Center of Technology and Society.
Lea Casper from Global Partners, a UK Internet Policy Organization, the newly approved NCUC member.
Rafik Damak, one of the co-facilitators and NCSG chair.
Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, one of the co-facilitators as well, and ALEC chair.
Feliz Yilmaz, a member of the Address Support Organization.
Greg Shatton from Reed Smith, a member of the Intellectual Property Constituency.
And just sitting in the corner was Urges Ramaj, who has arranged and done all the magic for us. So we have several things that we need to discuss today, and I think that the first... thing that we need to look at is what we have heard in the was it Monday session?
Yes.
When we had participants bring us their input, their feedback on our session. There is this morning on the mailing list there has been a summary of the points that Marilia has sent. I wonder whether, Marilia, you could take us through maybe these points so we can quickly summarize them. I'm afraid I haven't read them. I suspect several of us have not either. And I also note that, Leah, you haven't introduced yourself. Oh, you have? Okay, that's gone faster than I must have blinked or blanked out. Sorry. Over to you, Marilia.
I'm trying to open the document. Just a second. Too many news about Marco CV open in my computer, so it's slow.
So it's Olivia speaking. In the meantime, I've put in the Adobe chat, cross-committee working group, so this working group's Adobe chat, I've put the link to the Google Doc. Well, there's only three people in the Adobe chat at the moment, and no one locally. But perhaps Urges can put this on the screen.
The Google Doc?
Please, yeah, the Google Doc, please. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then... Marilia, you can then explain to us quickly what we've got there.
Well, Leon and I were the rapporteurs of the session. Leo focused on a more narrative report of what everybody has said, which I think it's very useful for us to do a recap of the session if we want to and the positions of the different actors and stakeholders.
whereas I have focused more on doing bullet points, comments, and trying to capture what were the main issues that we should take into account in our next meeting. So I separated the comments into three buckets: general comments, comments more specifically about the document, and comments that were made regarding our intervention of Net Mundial and how the document should be taken into account there. So in terms of general comments, I think that one important thing to highlight is that the community in general showed appreciation and support for the document and for the work that the group has carried out, and mentioned that the document should continue to be improved. It should be given visibility during Net Mundial, and we should think about a strategy to do that, given the fact that we had so many different contributions to the meeting. Regarding the document itself, I think one interesting thing that participants have highlighted is that we should maybe reinforce the outward-looking aspect of the document, and because we were concerned in the beginning not to supersede the mandate of ICANN, we were very much focused on the dynamics in ICANN and how ICANN could contribute to the discussion. But then participants, like I understood that they give us some space and leeway to try to understand how ICANN and the dynamics that we have here, such as the creation of working groups and the experience that we have in working and carrying out network efforts, could be transposed into other internet governance environments, so ICANN could be a good model of multi-stakeholder bottom-up process in other spaces as well. It was mentioned that it is important to agree on a common vocabulary for the community to be able to speak in a unified way. For instance, the difference between ICANN the organization and ICANN the community was something that was highlighted. It was suggested with broad support that the document should be placed under an expedited public comment period to be perfection by the group and by the community. And an email address should be created as a channel to receive comments and contributions to the document. Regarding Net Mundial itself, many people comment that Net Mundial is not the point of arrival, but we should think about how to link our participation in Net Mundial and this document as well to other processes such as ICANN's next meeting in London and the IGF in Turkey. One thing that we received as a mission, us that is going to be in São Paulo, is to speak about the importance of the multi-stakeholder model, especially for ICANN, but to the broader internet governance debate itself. And some people try to map how we could intervene on the debate of a roadmap. And, of course, one important point is going to be the IANA transition and how the discussions are going to evolve. And some people highlighted that ICANN should have this role of facilitator of discussions on the transition. And we should also try to understand how we could play a role and ICANN could facilitate the process of developing a broader framework that would be able to tackle and discuss more broader internet governance issues, and especially during the WSIS Plus 10 process. That was it that I captured. Thank you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Marilia. And I believe that's consolidated with Leon Sanchez's notes as well. Okay, excellent. Any immediate feedback to the feedback we've received in the session? Okay, so the first question, I guess, that we have to ask ourselves, first question that I'd like to ask Marilia, putting her back on the spot, is whether she believes there will be an opportunity to submit either an updated paper or an addendum to the paper that was submitted in a hurry, of course, admittedly, to the Net Mundial conference. Have there been any discussions in the organizing committee about this?
Yes, we have discussed this, especially because the news about the transition have come after the comment period has ended. So many people are asking the executive committee if they could amend contributions. Instead of amendments, what we are going to accept is additional documents that could serve as additional input and background for discussions. Since the beginning on the role on the side of principles, we have listed background documents that people could consult. And if you want to send another document, it could be listed as well as additional document for consultation. I didn't say until the meeting is really open, because we're not going to consolidate that into the initial contribution.
The question from Bill was, what's the time frame? And so there's no consolidation at the moment, no knowledge as to the time frame.
No, additional documents will be treated as resources that the community can consult, but not as they are not going into the input document that the MSA is drafting for an initial input into Net Mundial.
Okay, thank you, Marilia. It's Olivia speaking. So I guess with all of us discovering the input that, or rediscovering the input, remembering the input that was given to us on Monday, the first question really is whether this working group believes that there needs to be an additional contribution from us, whether we need to either beef up our contribution or add to the contribution that we've sent so far. So I open the floor for this. It's a simple yes, no, or yes, no, but, or yes, but. Bill, go ahead.
Yes. quite obviously, the situation has changed dramatically from when this topic was struggled with last time. And we did miss the opportunity to make any kind of a coherent community joint statement in support of the transition and so on. It might be sensible, given if you read what people have submitted so far about the IANA issue and the way in which it's been framed by various other parties, I think it'd probably be constructive for this community to weigh in and to weigh in in a way that was relatively anodyne. That is to say, we don't need to go into all the points where one could begin to defer on the exact implementation forms and so on. I think that probably isn't necessary. But I think for us to say something strong and affirmative and, if possible, spin it towards the extent to which this is responsive to the international community's demands and expressions over the years, I think is useful. Because, after all, we've lived through a decade of country governments saying that the IANA relationship was one that threatened their national integrity of their policy processes and so on. It's gummed up the internet governance debate for so long, you know, and made it almost impossible to focus on other more real issues in many ways, that I think that's something that was more responsive, that was outward looking to the kind of community that will be at Net Mundial, rather than inward looking, say, to, you know, congressional Republicans or something like that, could be highly useful. I can't see why we wouldn't try and do that.
Thank you, Bill Drake. Phyllis Yilmaz?
Thank you, Olivier. Phyllis Yilmaz. I agree. I think a second round of a documentation or extension to what we have submitted so far. I understand you are not looking for updates, but additional documents. And I support that for two reasons. One is the content that Will already explained. We have some new input in the light of recent developments, plus you know, what we heard as of happening with the IANA contract and NTIA statement, but also what we collected here on Monday. We need to have a reflection of that towards that documentation. But also, I think due to the strict time frame and the pressure we had in the last round, the wording, general composition of this document still is open for improvement. There are various things I would like to at least, you know, correct for my from my part of where I'm coming from the address support organization side, you know, bits and bobs, but also general readability of the document. So, in fact, it's a good thing if we can do it as an additional document so that it can be even made in a different format, maybe in a different, with an extra title, and et cetera. So I would like to work syntactically, or how would you say it, like give it a facelift to the document itself in terms of its wording as well, its composition. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Phyllis. It's Olivia speaking. Marilia, I did hear, is it possible to update the document, or is it just possible to submit additional addendums? Because I think what Phyllis was mentioning here is that we could just we could refine the document another round of refining. But I'm not quite sure whether that would actually be taken into account or not.
could be taken into account for discussions, but not for the document that the Executive Multi-Stakeholder Committee is going to draft based on contributions and sent to Net Mundial. So we are not going to take the document into account in the paper that we're going to draft for Net Mundial, but all the actors can consult the document. That's why I said it's an additional contribution. Can I just add, is there someone on the line to speak? Or could... Okay, can I just add something? Or is there
Go
someone
ahead,
waiting
there.
To...
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Marília speaking. I think that the one thing that we should take into account is... How the group sees itself now that the task has been completed? Do we see, I know it's maybe a rhetoric question, I think that there is broad support for the group to continue working, but if we see the group ourselves continuing the discussion and having specifically any role on the discussions about the transition of the IANA contract, this is something we should discuss as well, because it would increase the importance of the updating our contribution.
Okay, thank you. We have a queue at the moment, so there's Keith Davidson, Aparna, Marilyn. So start with Keith.
Thank you, Keith Davidson, for the record. I'm a little confused. My memory, which is old and sagging, remembers that this group was set up to look at how ICANN can better engage in the broader internet governance arena, which means to me things like Net Mundial, the global IGF, local IGF initiatives. So it's us collaborating together to make sure everybody knows and understands about ICANN's role in that arena. The IANA functions contract and the future of that, it occurs to me, is part of ICANN's business as usual, and we should be addressing that in our silos, SOs and ACs within ICANN, and if there needs to be some cross-constituency group to consider that, I see it as a very different subject, and it's got a different set of sensitivities. So I'm a bit confused as to why I'm hearing the idea that IANA the IANA contract is coming through onto this agenda. So, and I'm fairly sure that wasn't part of our original intent. So, are we creating an expansion of our mission on the fly, or are we going to carefully consider constraining ourselves to the remit we've already set ourselves? Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. Next is Aparna. Aparna Sridhar.
I think this builds on Keith's comment, but to the extent that we're going to put in a contribution around the IANA transition, I would suggest it focuses primarily on ICANN being the place where that is going to be discussed. I don't think we want to have that discussion in another Net Mundial type forum. You know, there is a place for this. The Department of Commerce has said ICANN is the place for it. We got to focus on that.
Thank you, Aparna. Next is Marilyn Cade.
Thank you. Sorry to arrive a few minutes late. It turns out that it's a hike to get to this room, so I'm delighted to be here. I think I'm building in a general direction, but I'm going to open my comments by saying something that I said on Friday and that I'm thrilled that I didn't copyright it, since now been picked up by the chairman of the board, members of the board, and the CEO, and that is that we're working on three related sets of activities, one being the at ICANN, one being the of relevance to internet governance, one being the response to the recent NTIA announcement about the transition of the IANA, one being the continued improvements in globalization of the ICANN ecosystem with accountability mechanisms about the broader roles of ICANN in activities, and three being, to me, ICANN's place in the evolution of the larger internet ecosystem. And so I agree with, where I think the charter originally was taking us, and where the assumption of the endorsing constituency in our case was focusing, as Keith had said, on I think we were generally, as a community, if we remember Buenos Aires, we were very unhappy with the top-down approach to it seemed to be a completely staff-driven and maybe board-driven internet governance portfolio, activities, et cetera. We weren't even then talking about the IANA transition. And I think what happened, if I recollect correctly, was the community wanted to come together and have cross-community input and guidance into our ICANN's activities. But that was about that would be about mostly items 2 and 3 of the ones I just named. It's my understanding from the NTIA announcement and the discussions that took place in the two-hour session on Monday and the 90-minute session on Monday, and certainly in the discussions that some of us have had with the board in our consultations, is that there was a call for input now from the community on what the transition approach might look like and how broad it would be, and then there would be a draft plan proposed by April the 7th. I don't see this CCWG having completed its work on guidance on internet governance participation, but I also, and I think I'm mirroring what Aparna said, is the only comment that it would seem to me this CCWG would make would be about perhaps related to ICANN's activities. But I think we also have to remember that the NTIA requirement includes consultation much more broadly than just the present ICANN community, also with the ISTARS, et cetera. Long speech, sorry about that. But I would take us back to, I don't think our work is done. I think Net Mundial is an important step, event. I think input as well into ICANN's presence and activities in the IGF, into the CSTD Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation, into WSIS Plus 10. I'm looking at Leah, who is joining me in some of those events, and Marilla. But I can't see how we say, check the box, Net Mundial is it, as important as that event is, because nothing stops at the end of Net Mundial.
Yes, thank you, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. So I think we're kind of somehow going a bit on a tangent at the moment to the next part of our discussion. The first part, how this whole meeting is structured, the first part is really to look at our contribution to Net Mundial. The next part of the discussion is to whether this working group's work is done and should close, or is just has gone through just the first thing, the first hurdle, I guess, and then needs to continue. And then the third thing being, what are the next steps? And I think that discussion on the charter will probably be one of the next steps that needs to be dealt with. But let's continue down our list. And the next person on the list at the moment is David Ferris.
I was going to focus on the second agenda item, so I don't know if you want to wait, if you want to focus the discussion right now on whether we're going to update the submission to Net Mundial. I would just say on that, and I think several of us were at a meeting yesterday with the steering committee and with the Net Mundial secretariat and members of the CGI, and I think it's important to note for everyone here that they are working on two documents, the draft principles and then the draft roadmap. They are working on that through the executive committee. They will then share it with the 12 governments and the high-level committee. A final draft will be issued about, I think they said, 10 days before the conference. We suggested at the meeting that they post it for public comment so they could start seeing where the community's thoughts were headed on the document. So I think, you know, they probably have already reviewed our submission. I think in the context of what they're doing and the documents they say are going to be short, probably one page. I don't – total?
2 to 5
pages. So I think, you know, I think while we did receive some contributions from the community at the meeting on Monday, I don't think that they were so substantive that it was going to change the nature of the input that we were going to provide to Net Mundial. And I would suggest that we just close that and we then move on to the next discussion, which I agree is whether we should close the working group or continue. And I can continue my thoughts on that if that would be helpful, or you want me to wait. Either works.
Thank you, David. Well, I've got a list here with Leon and Bill. after you. So let's see and ask if there's any last questions or comments regarding the input, whether we should beef it up and so on. And then, of course, if we do agree to do so, I don't expect, with people having just received the update and so on the computer in this crazy week, I don't expect people to work on it word by word here. We're probably going to have some conference calls, maybe not next week, but the week after. But Leon Sanchez is next.
Thank you, Olivia. This is Leon Sanchez. Well, regarding the input from the community that we received on the on the public session, well, I think it's needless to say we need to add this input to the document, because otherwise it would have been pointless to have this public discussion. So I think we should incorporate these comments to the document. Whether this document is considered by the Committee of Net Mundial, it's another thing. But we should definitely add these comments to our document. And one other thing that was, from my point of view, widely commented on the session was the public comment period for this document. So I think we should find a way to accelerate this public comment period. There was this concern that we might not have time enough to conduct a public comment period in the usual manner that's addressed with an ICANN. But then we must find a way to have this public comment period, and then, of course, incorporate whatever comments we receive from the wider community to the document. And, well, as far as the point that Aparna was stating regarding the IANA stewardship transition, I do agree that ICANN has been designated to drive the discussion, but I don't think that ICANN is the only place to have this discussion, so we can take it to different fora.
Thank you, Leon, and thank you for reminding us of the public comment. We'll work on it in a second. First, Bill Drake.
Thank you. I understand the sentiments around the room, and if this group is unable to reach consensus on saying something new, then I imagine component parts of the CCW will make their own statements, and that's fine, I guess, if that's where we are. But from my standpoint,
Bill, we haven't made any consensus call yet on this. We could make a consensus call if you'd like to put it on the table.
No, I'm simply characterizing the conversation as of now. But my feeling remains, I don't see it at all as being an expansion of the remit of the group. If we're trying to explain ICANN's role in the ecosystem and how it fits in, I can't think of any issue that has more crystallized attention around that question from a geopolitical standpoint over the past decade than this. And the level of misunderstanding that has been expressed by many, many governments over years over precisely what the nature of the relationship between the U.S. government and the IANA functions was and what the significance of that were. And, you know, I mean, we spent years with people saying, well, the U.S. can press a button and we fall off the Internet. It seems to be entirely appropriate in this context for us to simply lay out some basic facts that are responsive to the accumulated perceptions that are out there, because this is a meeting that will bring together the international community in a much broader base than anything that will happen in ICANN. And while the details of carrying it forward may be indeed done within ICANN, there's a call on the part of a lot of parties to say this discussion has to go beyond ICANN and has to be broader. And there will be, let's face it, you can't control what's going to happen. People in Net Mundial will want to talk about this. And they could talk about it in ways that are not the most productive, and I think it would be helpful if we provided some structuring background from our standpoint about why this is very much consistent with what's been asked for by the international community for many years and is directly responsive and so on. So I don't see it as an expansion of our role at all. I think it would be entirely appropriate. But I recognize that, again, there are differences of view on that.
Thank you, Bill. Greg Shatton?
Greg Shatton. I agree with Bill Drake. There, I've said it. I agree with Bill Drake on this. I think we have a great opportunity here, and I don't think it's at all beyond the remit as I understood it, and I did go back to our charter building page in our first draft, and as far as I see from looking at it, I don't think it goes beyond our remit. Clearly, we need to finish the charter, and the fact that we don't have a charter, you know, contributes a little bit to the, you know, divergence of views on what our charter is, and we should, you know, focus on that, and I know that's coming up, but I think that it's very important for the broadest possible slice of the ICANN community to get together, and this is, you know, one of the few places where, you know, in practice nearly all and in theory all aspects of ICANN can get together and discuss this and kind of represent ourselves as a totality to the world, and also funnel comments and issues that seem kind of from perspective from within this organization out into the world. And this is clearly it was on the agenda for Net Mundial before NTIA made its statement. A large number of the Net Mundial submissions dealt in one way or the other with NTIA transition, whether they were invited to by the transition by NTIA or not. So we need to move. We need to move with the times. These are interesting times, and I think it's important that we do continue, because if we don't, what is the alternative? To reconstitute this group again, or to go back to our respective corners? Obviously, the corners will be speaking as well. Individual constituencies will have their statements to make. There are obviously going to be issues with building consensus here when there may be very many different views. But if you look at kind of ICANN versus the rest of the internet governance perspectives, I think we as a whole have an important perspective to advance, even as our internal individual perspectives differ. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Down to Marilyn, Keith, and David. So Marilyn first.
So I'm going to see if I can kind of not summarize what I've heard, but divide what I've heard into buckets or piles, maybe. So one thing that I think where many of us are saying is continuing to provide, and I just want to check this, and it's not a consensus call, but I'm just trying to divide this into what we've been saying. There's a significant interest in continuing to provide cross-community, therefore more bottom-up-like input into ICANN at the staff and board level on what should happen in the internet governance space, their own evolution with accountability on ICANN evolution on the ecosystem and on the ICANN's role in the larger internet governance ecosystem. And I don't think I hear any, you know, lack of support for that, but we can come back to that. The Aparna's summary, you may have to check me on this, Aparna, was sort of anything that this group said would be made, a statement would be made at a more, at a level of what does this group think ICANN's role is? And the reason I bring that up is we have not undertaken consultation in the business constituency. And I spoke to Tony Holmes, who I hope came in here. Yeah, I was on the way. I don't see Suzanne, Christina, but we have not yet taken consultation ourselves on what we think ICANN should do. The chairs and the vice chairs of the SGs will be trying to get together and consult on, you know, do we think it's how we would think we would participate. How technical is the requirement? How broad is it? Is it done only at ICANN? Does it need to be much broader, which is what the NTIA, what Larry Strickling said. And we did meet with Larry Strickling and Fiona to get clarification. So I think it'd be difficult right now for us to endorse a very detailed comment about the IANA transition. And I heard a lot of questions in the open session on Monday that would need to be answered before many in the community, I think, would be able to endorse a particular approach. It seems to me that since there's 62 to more statements into Net Mundell, one thing we could do is to read those. They're all compiled by Sam Dickinson, right? We could read those and begin to study them and then ask ourselves, what about that input in terms of informing us and our community? Because it is a, it's one set of inputs. It's not, shouldn't be the only one, but it is one kind of aggregated pile of, I like that word, it's a technical term, source of aggregated suggestions, but not necessarily with the point of view of endorsing anything or taking a position on anything, but treating it as an informational point to us in helping us to prepare for going to Net Mundell and then afterward. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. Olivier speaking. So just to remind everyone, this is a discussion to find out whether this working group should have an additional contribution that would treat that would make a statement about the net, the INF function transition. I've got a queue here: Keith, David, and then Yomon. So first, Keith Davidson.
Thank you. I think I need to reflect on my constituency's issues around the IANA contract. We, you know, the CCTLD community have just learned that the US government are taking their hands off the internet. They've learned that the people's hands that will go to will be a multi-stakeholder group, not a multilateral group, not government. So that's leaving our relationship with the GAC quite tenuous, where the GAC have asserted that there's a set of sovereign rights to CCTLDs, and essentially they are potentially feeling emasculated by that announcement because they have no, if it's a multi-stakeholder forum, they have an equal place on the stage. Those sensitivities between our two constituencies need to be addressed very, very carefully by us. Those very difficult RFC 1591 local internet community requirements versus sovereign rights in this new world are extraordinarily delicate. And most of the argument over the IANA contract in all of history has been about the CCTLD entries. If under this group's consensus discussion or consensus process, it can make a statement that contradicts with that, you are going to put us in an impossible position. So if you walk down this path, the only recommendation I can make to my council this afternoon is that the CCNSO withdraw from this group. So let's not beat about the bush. Let's get that on the table. We've got some really sensitive issues, and we can't be compelled by a consensus group to conform to a position. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. David Ferris.
On the particular issue of whether we should try and issue a statement in advance of the Net Mundial on IANA, I would just caution on that point. I think we don't have that much time. I think we have to see how the entire discussion unfolds. I think it's probably important for us to continue that discussion as we continue our work and we outline from a community perspective what we think the process should look like. But until we see a proposal, I think it's going to be very hard for us to come up with a substantive contribution about the ultimate transition. And so just I think that it should be part of our ongoing work. And if I'm not mistaken, I think in our conversations yesterday with the Net Mundial Secretariat, they were saying their documents and things were not going to be focused on IANA in any case. It was going to be a higher level. And the conversation might ultimately include issues around IANA at the meeting because they can't restrict what people raise, but their work is going to be at a higher level than focusing on IANA. So I don't really think it's something that we need to do in advance of the Net Mundial, but I think it should be part of our ongoing work. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to leave, so if I can just say I do think we need to continue our work, that we need to, as a community, provide guidance to ICANN staff and board about what its role is in the internet governance debate going forward. And with that, I have to excuse myself.
Thank you very much, David. I've got Young Om Lee.
Thank you. This is Yangam .kr with, and basically I agree with what Keith has just said, but trying to take a more broader perspective in terms of this group claiming to say that it is, and this is a comment that I made during our session on Monday, how can we sort of confidently say that we are a representative of the cross community, all of the communities of ICANN? And that's something, I guess my statement has to do with adding more to what we all already have submitted, as well as to going forward, and that is trying to make this group more representative of the whole community. And in terms of trying to do that, I do agree that trying to come up with a detailed map would not be possible for this group, but that we just announce some basic principles. And with regard to maybe a possible addition, I guess because this is an ICANN group, and we also, and as Keith has said, we also have to think about the role of governments, we could include something about GAC in that statement as well.
Thank you very much, Yongam. I've got the list keeps on going. So there's Greg Shatten, Patrick Feldstrom, and Tony Holmes. And then I wanted to close the queue and that we reach either a consensus or no consensus, or at least a sort of next steps on this. So Greg Shatten.
It's Greg Shatten. I don't think these are irreconcilable views. I agree with David. I also agree with Keith in the sense that this group can't make statements that portions, especially significant portions, of ICANN would disagree with. Maybe another charter question about whether this group needs to run on full consensus rather than on rough consensus or ICANN consensus or GNSO consensus, depending on how you look at it. But there are really, I think, at least two values to this group. One is the value to the extent that it can speak publicly with one voice, and that may or may not be a very great extent. If you look at what the rest of the world is saying, there are certainly some things we can all agree on, but many we can't. The second value of the group is as a melting pot across groups, and clearly without the CCNSO, we'd be missing a critical ingredient, very critical. I don't know if I can add more things on top of very extremely essential and essentially critical. But so I think that, and I'm sure I speak, I can't be sure I speak for my group, but I feel that I speak for my group in saying that we wouldn't be happy in the IPC, finding a position that, said green when our group's position was yellow. But on the other hand, that doesn't mean we can't talk about green, yellow, and blue and figure out what it is that we do agree on, what we don't agree on, and how as a community we move the path forward as best we can. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Greg. Next person on the list is Patrick Feldstrom.
Thank you very much. I agree with previous speakers that we in SAC can probably not participate in writing a statement because we have our plate completely full to just fulfill our requirement according to our charter to try to come up with principles for security and stability regarding the IANA that we plan to have ready before London. And that is the only thing we do, and we will do that according to the charter and our role in the ICANN community. And getting that then to sort of match whatever kind of statement we do is just impossible. So unfortunately, we cannot participate. That said, we are not opposing that this group is doing something, but we will not be signatories.
Thank you, Patrick. Next is Tony Holmes.
Thanks. I'll just keep it brief. On a parochial level, certainly I'm in no position where I could offer to sign up to that today. We discussed this issue like many others yesterday, and certainly there wasn't an intent at that stage to go that far. I think as a group, we're learning from this process as well, as much as debating the issue. and I'd be very reluctant to take any steps that would fragment this group in any way at this stage.
Thank you very much, Tony. So hearing all of what was said around the table, it's clear that we don't have consensus on putting a unified position with regards to the INR transition in the future. The current contribution that is in the statement, the contribution that was sent to Net Mondial, is a very generic one, showing support for work to be basically undertaken by the community. Clearly, it's not a simple matter, and clearly Rome wasn't built in a day, so I can imagine that there's going to be a lot of discussion within our communities and also across the communities. But, of course, we've got this contribution for Net Mondial. I wonder if there would be support for perhaps adding a paragraph that would show our appreciation for the work that the U.S. government has done so far. In other words, for the stewardship that has been done so far by the NTIA until now, or whether is this too political for it to be touched and included in the contribution? In other words, reflect back on what's been done thus far rather than trying to say what should happen in the future. So I saw a few people. Phyllis was first, then Aparna, then Keith, and then Marilyn, then Marilia. Okay.
Phyllis Yilmaz. Yeah, in fact, I was thinking along those lines. This is linking what I've just said in the previous round of discussions, which I think triggered this whole, you know, further contribution in regards to INI and whether groups can be signing any uniform statement or not from this group. My intention was not to sign anything, in fact. But this the contribution of the CC cross-community working group was made before that announcement. And we have this huge paragraph, in fact, four paragraphs about this issue in the document. And I think a follow-up would be good in the sense that we heard the announcement and we will continue the conversation within our group in regards to this as well, because that's an acknowledgement of the recent development which happened after the statement. The other thing I think about the document and the acknowledgement, we should also just again come back to the first round. My main intention in updating or adding any extra documentation to the contributions is that documenting that this was discussed with the wider ICANN community too, because this was submitted as a smaller fraction of the ICANN community. We are not the ICANN community at all. We are just a group existing within the ICANN sphere. And we need to be able to say that after this, we went out there and we discussed it beyond this smaller group. And we also integrated their contribution or input separately here, because that will be our signing within ourselves. This is our double checkpoint that we did our work and brought conversation to the, you know, beyond this group too. So, thank you.
Thank you, Feliz. Aparna?
I think if there is a short way to support NTIA's stewardship over the INF functions so far, that would be reasonably non-controversial and something that Google would certainly support. I think probably the process of getting specific stakeholder groups to sign on seems like it would be difficult to administer at this point.
Thank you, Aparna. Keith?
I'm worried we sort of have the cart before the horse. I think the first issue we need to resolve is whether we're empowered to actually have this topic on the agenda, or whether we're limited. And while it might be the formulation of a relatively innocuous, welcoming message, I still feel that is asserting that we've approved in our mandate the ability to speak on this topic. And I'll go back to my original comments that my feeling was that this group was empowered to collectively participate and liaise across the ICANN community on issues that related to the broader internet governance arena. My belief is that the IANA contract is an issue internal to ICANN. It's not a broader internet governance debate. This is part of the narrow remit of the unique identifiers, and our best resolution comes from us studying and resolving the issues that affect us uniquely in our silos. So the danger in this is that we are assenting to agree that the IANA function is on the table. So even though it could be innocuous, I would still find it quite objectionable, and I'd find it difficult to explain that back to my community. Just as another little aside, given the sensitivities of my own community, we have we have a bylaw for the CCNSO where no CC Te Huti can speak on behalf of another. The highest principle is that of subsidiarity, so each CC Te Huti stands alone. So, you know, we've only been able to work together because we've appreciated these very, very delicate matters. So, you know, some of us are run by governments, some of us are run outside of government, some of us have hostile relationships with government. So we need to be very, very careful in what we do. So that's why I'm, I don't want to spoil the party, but that's why I'm being very, very cautious on this.
Thank you, Keith. And I gather it's also worth noting that since the group is not chartered yet across ICANN, it really is just a group of individuals in a way that sort of come together. I appreciate this. Marilyn, Marilia, and then Bill.
We're being transcribed, yes?
Not transcribed, but recorded, and then transcribed later,
fantastic.
Yes.
Marilyn Cade, I want to recall that when we founded ICANN, that the CCs were and the RARs were in extremely different situations than they are today. And I think it's important to know that there are some members of this CCWG who are also part of the ISTAR community in their own right and may have other priorities or positions, and that's fantastic. But within the CCWG, I want to make a comment about us. Usually, in any group, facts are our friend. And so I'm going to go back to a comment that Leon made. And that is that we made a commitment to the community at a minimum that we were going to hold a public session. I, in particular, jumped up and down in a corner. That's a nice technical term describing my hysteria over the fact we couldn't get the time slot that I thought we deserved. And through the extreme patience of the rest of you and our two co-facilitators, we held a very productive session with full participation, I think, from the CCWG and from the community. We took input. I think we need to focus on summarizing that input and appending it into our document, not for purposes of a new submission to NetMundial, but for purposes of preparing those of us who are going to go to NetMundial so that we are fully prepared with an updated version of the document. And I think that's what Leon was proposing. So I think that's a priority. Secondly, I have a certain amount of background and experience in organizational development, and I think we're approaching the lifeboat crisis, where people are going to start jumping out of this lifeboat and swimming away from this working group because we're trying to go in too many directions or in directions where we can't easily find commonality. And this particular issue that's been raised by Keith, I also heard, if I understood correctly, Patrick saying that if there were a statement that they might not be able to sign on to it. We had great difficulty in the BC, to be frank, coming up with two sentences that we would agree to. And part of it's a question of time, but it's also a question of, for business, it's hard to endorse something when you can't even figure out the direction you're going in. And so you can say, I welcome the fact I'm going to be on a journey, but I don't know who's going with me, and I can't quite figure out yet how long it is. And I want to be really cautious here and take us back to what we can agree on. I don't like the idea of spending time on getting endorsement of an agreement. And then finally, as facts are our friend, the ICANN staff has already gathered up every endorsement in the world they can find, put them into a document, and they're sending them around the world. So that's done. And in fact, now the BC statement is a part of that, which I support. So I don't understand why the CCWG would be repeating what I consider to be a staff function. It's done. There's a lot of endorsements from various groups, and so I would oppose our spending any time at all on it.
Thank you, Marilyn. Marilia.
Thank you, Olivier. Marilia speaking. I think that if we want to present something to Net Mundial, it should be something that would add value. Otherwise, there is no reason to present another document. I think that just thanking NTIA for steering the IANA functions is backward-looking. I don't see the point in doing that. And welcoming the transition could be something meaningful, but I think that a joint statement is being worked on. So probably if we want to present something, would be that joint statement if this statement ends up being approved. I think that what I thought regarding what we could add to the debate, it's not how the transition should be conducted on concrete terms, but how the transition should be conducted procedurally, giving a sign to the world that, yes, ICANN has been tasked to lead the process of discussion, but it should involve a broader community that is not only ICANN-involved people. And it sounds really strange to me when people say that this is a discussion that is internal to ICANN. I mean, it's a discussion that is coming since WSIS. It is inside the UN. It is inside the Commission on Science and Technology. There are many, many actors that are not here participating in the community that have presented very valuable contributions all over through the years. So I think that it's something that we should not disregard their opinions and their inputs. They have something to say, and I think it would be a very important moment in Net Mundial to say to the world that we want to hear them, what they think, and we will take that into consideration as well. But of course, the CCWG, in my opinion, is a forum inside ICANN that is the value that brings together all the community. So in the transition process, it's not clear how the CCWG should have a role. We can discuss if it should have a role or not, but I think that it's a pity if the community, if the CCWG decides that it does not have any role, because it could be a place to percolate and share information and maybe try to bridge consensus. But of course, the mandate of CCWG is broader, and I think that we need the charter to be approved because we will have the WSIS Plus 10 coming up. Mm-hmm. And the internet governance debate is something that we will have and to take into account very, very strongly until 2015. So it is urgent to get the chart approved.
Thank you very much, Marilia. I do see a divergence of views, though, around this table with regards to whether anything to do with the NTIA migration transition of stewardship is concerned. I mean, I certainly heard from the CACNSO that this should be an internal matter in ICANN and not something worldwide. And I know that others are saying the opposite. So it probably is that we wouldn't be touching on the case. However, we still have Bill Drake in the queue, and then I think we need to close and move to the next thing. And Patrick.
Given the lack of consensus, almost anything I say is probably redundant, but I'll say it anyway. You know, as Marcus Kummer always likes to say about the IGF, everything's been said, but not by everybody. So I take advantage of my opportunity to contribute in that context. I understand that groups have their own internal dynamics, and if it's simply not possible or desirable to some that this group would make a statement, that's okay. I think others of us will, and I do wonder and worry a little bit about how some governments in particular and opponents of the NTIA action in the U.S. also will interpret any amount of daylight that they're able to find between different parts of the community. I don't know why you're looking at me so puzzled. They will, I think, see an opportunity there, and that opportunity presents them with more possibilities to stick their fingers in and muck around raise different issues, try to redirect the discussion, things like that. So I think, you know, if we can't do something together, that's fine. But I don't think it's completely without consequence. And I think that if we could have at least said how we thought the process. Yeah, I mean, I agree with Marilia that only saying we welcome it is at this point kind of not so important. But if we could have said something about how the process should be conducted going forward to ensure that it is indeed an inclusive and open process and that ICANN doesn't interpret its mandate to facilitate as being a mandate to control everything, and to ensure that, and to signal to the international community that will be at NetMundial that this is a process where inputs will be most welcome from all parties, and so on, I think that would have been a positive message for the ICANN community to have put out. But again, if we don't feel that we can be there, then we'll roll with the alternative.
Thank you, Bill. Next is Patrick Fellstrom.
Yes, let me clarify. The reason why we cannot support any statement has nothing to do with the importance of NetMundial, is that we do not have any consensus-based process where we can reach an agreement fast enough. We cannot. I don't know any way a cross-community working group can reach consensus on that short time frame. That is the problem, not whether we support it or not.
Thank you, Patrick. You just cut the grass under my feet. I was going to actually ask whether, because we definitely can't reach consensus today, whether we could actually go
reach
back to
consensus.
whether we could go back to our constituencies and find out what the feeling is, and Christina, I'll give you the floor in a second, but and go back to our constituencies and find out whether there could be something relating to the NTIA, a message of thanks or of support or something for the work that they've done so far. At least not giving that, as Bill mentioned it, the daylight thing. And it may well be that this is not the case. As we know, there are diverging views. So if that's not the case, then the contribution that we so far have, and which appears to not be opposed by anyone, will just stand and we won't be adding anything to it. Christina?
Thanks very much. Christina Rosette. I am president of the IPC, but I'm not participating as president. Having said that, I do want to share with you kind of where the IPC came out on this, because I think it would be helpful background information. We discussed this extensively yesterday in our meeting about signing on to a statement that others had put out, coming up with our own statement. The issue that we're having is really kind of a timing structural one, and that is because the vast majority of our members are either individuals employed by corporations, corporate entities, multinational associations like INTA, which has got about 10,000 members, as well as individuals employed by law firms who have, you know, cumulatively, we're talking, you know, thousands of clients. So the problem that we're having is really coming up with a statement that we can all support without fear of creating conflicts or making statements against the interests of, for law firm members, their clients, for association members, some of their members. So we're trying very hard to come up with something that will work, because we do believe it's important to come out with a statement. But something like that, unfortunately, is going to take time. I am agnostic currently as to whether the CCWG puts out a statement. I recognize some of the consensus issues that Patrick has raised. I think there would definitely be great interest in seeing a statement of the type, Bill, that you were referencing, so that we could take it back and discuss it internally. Because, you know, notwithstanding everything that I've said, there is very much an interest in ensuring that the bottom-up, consensus-based, multi-stakeholder model is applied to this process. So that might be a really good way forward. So again, I just wanted to provide that information to you, because I've had a couple of people ask me, is the IPC coming out with something? If not, why not, et cetera. So there we are. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Christina. The question was whether a few sentences or a paragraph could be added to our current contribution to support the NTIA's past work. But there are diversions of views as well, and certainly there's an issue of timing for everybody. Just before we close on this subject, and I do realize we spent an hour on this, or more than an hour on this, I just wondered whether there had been any discussion in your community about the actual statement that we presented on Monday to the community, and whether it would be possible from now until the Brazil meeting to obtain something stronger than just the individuals around this table having drafted this. I think it was made clear to the community that this was a working group made of individuals. I wonder whether we could strengthen this by, this is an open question, by going back to our communities and saying, well, having some kind of a vote or, I don't know, whatever approval process you have in your part of ICANN, and saying, actually, the following entities, the following parts of ICANN have actually shown their support as an organizational part rather than just as the individuals on this working group. Marilyn, Kate?
My comment is not in a response to, I'll describe our approval process quickly, but I want to go back to, we made a commitment to the community we have not fulfilled. And I know I was late, but I haven't heard us talk about how we're going to take those additional points, whatever they were. And since I did make a consensus call from the floor, I want to, I have a vested interest in, are we going to at least append to the existing document the key points that were made where we saw additional elaboration or enhancement. So just to remind everyone, the proposal I made, having wrested humming out of Bertrand's proposal and turning it into applause, was that the output of Netmundell should come forward into the IGF, the Internet Governance Forum, in Istanbul, and be considered and discussed further. I'm not remembering exactly what I said, but I think I also would have been assuming that we would be talking about the output of Netmundell further here as well, as it is relevant. But I'm not going to tell you that I actually said that, because I was responding on the fly to a comment in the community. But that was not the only comment that was made. When people did take the microphone, we had rapporteurs, and I see, I think, a couple of them here. How are we going to incorporate that? Because now I'll say this very quickly. We can go out from the BC for a member's endorsement vote. We do have a formal vote process, which makes it a policy statement. The executive committee could also propose something less than that, which would be a statement of support and polling our members. I don't know what that provides, but if it's the, and I would look to Keith and to others who have more complex, perhaps, environments to say, what is that? What would they give us? What would that, and does that freeze anything going forward, which is the other thing that I would ask, because I don't want to find a situation where my community, the business constituency, is then limited in what they do in the future.
Thank you, Marilyn. Yuman?
Thank you, Yang Amir. With regard to Marilyn's statement, I guess it, and going back to the charter issue and also talking about the future, I guess it all depends on what we mean by we. What are we? Are we a group of individuals, or are we a group of a real cross-community interest that has support of all the, most of the members of the ICANN community? And so I think we're kind of going back and forth, because if we are trying to say that we are trying to come up with something that the community can support, then that's one thing. But if you're talking about going back to our constituencies and asking the consensus, I think that's something that, we have our each constituencies have our representatives, and as Keith has said, I don't know if we have the mandate from our constituencies to be doing that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Yaman. So let me ask the question again, simple. Are we able, as individuals, to go back to our communities and ask our communities whether they agree with this statement? the statement being, would we present it on Monday in the public forum? Do we have time to do that, or is it too short of time to have an answer before the Brazil meeting? That's the only question I'm asking at the moment. Now, it may be that, yes, we do. It may be that, no, we don't. We don't need to obtain consensus here either, because it might be that some of our communities don't agree with it or cannot sign to it. But at least if we have more than what we have at the moment, which is just a group of individuals, that might give it more weight in Brazil. So, Keith?
We would have had to have had this as a topic on our agenda for our governance body before Tuesday in order to have it discussed here. We already have probably 3 hours of work to do in our 1 hour of governance time. So to add this and go through the complexity of this issue with our constituency would probably make it worse, not better. So I think what I would rather do is see if we can find other ways to do things. But no is the short answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. Stephanie Perrin?
This may be a naive question, and I'm reminded of Ogden Nash's book of poems entitled I'm a Stranger Here Myself. I feel like it sometimes when I'm trying to analyze the discourse, because on the one hand, we have this bottom-up multi-stakeholder process, and we're proving that we are bottom-up because nobody can agree to anything until they go back to their stakeholders, right? On the other hand, we need something for Brazil, it seems to me, although I have a vested interest. I'm going there, and I need to be able to figure out what the heck I'm defending as a multi-stakeholder model. So this is a really silly idea, I'm sure, but couldn't you have a draft text that actually demonstrates how the multi-stakeholder bottom-up process works with all of the derogations and caveats going, well, we got this, but this hasn't been agreed by this stakeholder? Because one of the frustrating things about the discourse about Net Mundial is it's as if this is easy. No, none of this. Democracy isn't easy. And this is even harder than the average democracy. So why are we shy about putting out a text, understanding somebody's going to get shot when they go back to their stakeholder group when they say, you said what? See where I'm going?
Thank you. We got Keith and Marilyn.
We're talking at cross purposes, I feel. I am specifically referencing comments on the IANA changes. I'm still unsure whether it's within scope
Keith,
or not.
Keith, we're discussing the document we presented on Monday. Oh. This community presented.
Oh,
so the one
yeah.
we signed up to. I know the IANA is intractable. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
That's my statement. Intractable for the time being.
On this document, it's already it already achieved consensus. We didn't comment, so we're happy with that. So if that's the statement of multi-stakeholders, I'm sorry, I was probably not paying the attention I should have. But no problems. It has got to consensus. We're not trying to revoke consensus.
Okay, thank you, Keith. All right, so now we're getting something, because I was concerned. I mean, equally speaking, on the IANA, just for the record, the ALAC has spent a significant amount of time discussing this, and you know, it's just so quick, so fast. So that's something that's out of the way. Marilyn?
Actually, it was that clarification that I wanted to make. It was my view we had a document. We already submitted it. I thought the question was whether someone thought that now we were, and I had asked to have the couple of points that were made appended to it, which I saw as just an update of information. I thought the question that we were being asked was, were we going to take the document we submitted, which we made in our capacity as appointees, and I'm going to make a distinction here. CCWGs, I don't think are ever going to move people into elected representative status. I suspect there will always be limitations on a charter, so people have to come back and check in with their community. But I wouldn't call us a collection of individuals. I call us a CCWG with a pending charter. But on the vote thing, I want to go back to the, do people think it actually matters now that we take what we submitted and go get a vote? Because that's the question I thought you were asking, and that's why I reported what our process is. Thanks.
Thank you. Aparna?
I think this is just an answer to Marilyn's question, but I agree that I don't think much is added by getting the various constituencies to say, I sign on. I think that means something within the narrow world of the ICANN community, but it doesn't mean a lot in the broader world of internet governance. And I think with the exception of the people who are already well familiar with the ICANN process, it's not going to be a signaling mechanism to anyone at NetMundial.
Okay, thank you, Aparna. Okay, I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so I think we can close this subject. As a follow-up, I would ask that we all work on the, reading the input that we received on Monday from the community and maybe put a tick or not, or point out what we would all be happy with adding to the document or what we would not be happy with adding to the document. Aparna?
So I thought Marilia's summary was actually really helpful, and I would totally support, like, you know, a one or two page additional sort of appendix that says, that provides the update. We shared this document with the broader ICANN community. We took comment on it at a public session in Singapore. The responses we got were as follows. And in general, the community, in the main chance, the community has supported this document that was drafted in this smaller group.
Just real quickly, that would serve the, that would answer my question about how we're going to impend the, and that would, so we could just provide the process we took after that, as well as what we heard.
Okay, thank you. I'm really sorry, but over to you for the charter. The charter, of course, is one of those sticky points that we haven't had time to put together with the speed at which we had to act. I have had some discussion with Keith and with Bart regarding the drafting of this. I'm afraid I plead totally incompetence in this because I've not had to write draft charters and things, so I would leave it to those people who are well knowledgeable about drafting charters to perhaps lead on this and push for this working group to have a charter soon. That's, of course, if we do agree that this working group is not solely going to have a one track, which is provide some input for the Brazil conference and then close down afterwards. There has been a call that has been asked by someone in the at-large community for this working group to declare that its work has been done and to disband, which is interesting because we've spent so much time and effort in trying to come together, and yet because the procedures and the processes and so on were not done in a correct way, then there's the criticism that we're effectively running out of bounds at the moment. But I open the floor. Keith?
I think all of us detect a value. I think the problem with the value and the reason why we've spent so much time and energy today debating things is because we don't have clarity around the scope, the constitution, and the limitations that that provides us with. If we have a clearly articulated scope and curtailment of what we can and can't do, it makes it very much easier. It empowers us to not have to think here about what we can and can't do. We're committed to doing what we've committed to do. So I think we have spent far too much time actually trying to get on with our business without knowing what our business is. And if we are to go on, and I believe there's a valuable role for cross-constituency work, an extraordinarily valuable role, if we are to go on, I think what we have to do is resolve the Constitution before we get to the next step of business. And so, you know, not wanting to go into the sort of legal drafting and so on, if that's the spirit of the group, if that's kind of the common theme of the group, then maybe we can go forwards. Maybe we need a doodle poll to see whether people believe our work is done or whether there's a benefit in continuing or something like that. But if we are to proceed, I'd say we don't proceed with any other agenda item until we've got this resolved. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. Phil Cowan?
My view on this question, to quote an old pop song, is we've only just begun. I think it would be a huge mistake to declare our work done and disband this group. The work of this group, I don't believe that Net Mundial will be a one-off event which just issues some declarations at the end and then disappears and has no further impact. Certainly, the CEO in his Monday address at the opening session portrayed it as the most important meeting of the year, as addressing a vast mosaic of issues, of which the thing the community is supposed to discuss in response to NTIA, which is a transition plan, are just little tiles in that great mosaic. We don't know what Ned Mandel is going to do. We don't know how it's going to feed into other meetings this year, IGF, ITU, who knows what else is coming. And I would suggest that rather than declaring our work is done or even saying it's just focused on Net Mundial and its aftermath, that this group, since in the rush we have come together and developed a working relationship where all the different constituencies have developed a working method, we might even think about expanding the work to come together as much as possible on consensus for the transition plan. So I think it would be a great mistake to disband.
Thank you, Phil. Does anyone around this table believe that this group should be disbanded or closed? I know it's a blunt question, but we don't have very much time, so I wanted to... Okay, so it looks like we're continuing. Well, the charter is the next big thing.
We have, we work at a charter draft, so we can continue working on that. So if you have support of Bart and other volunteers from the working group, so we can handle that. And I think about the scope and the mission, it's already including it, so we can just rework it. The only issue I see is just when we finish that, is how really to handle with the different SO and ACs, because it may take much more time depending on their internal process. So, and I think Olivier and me, we have to handle that and to liaise with the different SO and ACs. So we can make it, but we just if we have kind of maybe we agree on some time frame to work and to finalize the charter and send it to the SO and the ACs for review.
Thank you, Rafiq. Who will shepherd this? Thank you for volunteering, Rafiq. So, with help from Bart, Greg Shatton.
Two things. One, first, kind of a point of order. Should we circulate the Net Mundial statement back to our groups to get approval or review, or are we kind of just leaving it as it is?
Yeah, I heard mixed messages on this, but we can certainly circulate it back. Some believe that this has already been agreed by the group. Some don't. So this is why I think we should perhaps... all in our own capacity, go back to our SOs and ACs and find out if there is. But yet, if there isn't, it's not the end of the world. We're not doing this with any specific message at the moment. What I've heard is a number of people believe that it wouldn't make much of a difference at Net Mundial whether this was ratified or not ratified. Leon? And then a follow-up from Greg.
Thank you, Olivier. May I suggest that we first add the feedback to the document, and then maybe in a parallel way go back to our communities at the same time that we open for public comment.
Yeah, thank you, Leon. Part of the problem is timing, 30 days or something. I mean, it feels to me at the moment like we're trying to slow down our fall, jumping off a building with an umbrella. Greg Shadden.
I hope the umbrella is open.
That's the part I forgot.
Sadly. I guess first I will volunteer to be a humble member of the charter completion team. Second, I think that in terms of public comment, I don't think we're bound to the 21 plus 21 because this is an oddball situation. Doesn't fit into the rules there, although I'm not going to make a parliamentary determination on that. That's my informal understanding of that point.
Thank you very much, Greg. Is anyone, that's a second consensus call then, is anyone against the launch of a public comment by this working group? No matter how that would work, because if we don't have a charter, we might not be able to send a public comment or whatever, but what we've been told, though, by staff is, oh, we'll find a way. There was the suggestion of a public comment being launched, and of course it will not be finished by the time Net Mondial takes place, but that's as a sort of ongoing thing. Yes, please.
My name is Jim Baskin. I know I'm not a member of the group, but I just had a question for you on that. If a comment period is created, generally don't we feel that there's an expectation that comments will be taken into account, possibly changing the document? And if we don't do that, then why are we calling it a comment period? Or what's the purpose of it?
You're right. Thank you for your point. Christina, and then Marilia.
I think there might be, I agree with Jim's point, but I think there might be a way around it if we want to utilize it. And I know that in the past, the request for information mechanism has been used to kind of solicit feedback in lieu of a formal public comment period. And if it is, in fact, the case that staff is willing to help us make this work, if that's what we want to do, that's certainly an avenue we can consider.
Thank you, Christina. Marilia?
Hello, Marilia speaking. From my understanding, the public meeting mentioned that this could be an important document for the community. So we were not improving it for Net Mondial itself because we would not have time, but the public comment period would make a better document that could be useful in other situations as well.
Thank you, Marilia. Keith?
It's a process we should get used to as a commitment to openness and transparency.
Okay, fantastic. We'll work out the details. First, we need to get feedback from staff as to how this thing could happen. And I can certainly see. Second thing, yes, email address. We definitely need an email address. We did promise the community. It's in the works. Okay. If I don't know how we're going to transmit this throughout ICANN, but maybe at that point it'll be in the public comment that we transmit, so there'll be also this ability. Okay, we've run out of time. Is there any other business that anybody wishes to earmark for our next call? I believe there will be a next call. Go ahead.
John Berard, I would encourage those of you who care about the charter question to attend the GNSO Council meeting later this afternoon. We have two motions before the Council, instigated in conjunction with the CCNSO and with ALAC. One is to create a cross-community working group to focus on the question of a methodology for these cross-community working groups. It may sound like a snake eating its tail, but in fact the hurdle that you have been trying to get over for the last 40 minutes relates to the fact that there is no methodology for doing it within ICANN. The second motion is actually a proposal from CCNSO to create a cross-community working group initially with the GNSO on creating a framework for the use of territories and countries as TLDs. So it's a practical application. In each case, we have tried to align players so that there's information transfer, but if the cross-community working group methodology motion passes, the chairs initially, co-chairs will be Becky Burr from the CCNSO and me from the GNSO. And if ALAC wants to jump in, there's always room for another chair. So anyway, if you wanted to come, contribute, kibitz, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, John. Okay, I think that's it. I see no one else wishing to take the floor. So thanks all of you for coming here. And I think we've moved that little step further forward. This meeting is adjourned.